Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 7. Coming up, Jamaica Fire Brigade to get more resources. Two community access points opened in St. Elizabeth and NHF working to improve pharmacy services in the public sector. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security invites you to a town hall meeting Thursday, November 9, Everglades Conference Center, Parity, Black River, St. Elizabeth at 6 p.m. Join us for the latest crime updates and to share your suggestions and solutions. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has committed to increasing the resources of the Jamaica Fire Brigade JFB to better equip firefighters. Speaking at the official launch of Local Government and Community Month at Water Square in Falmouth, Trelawney recently, Minister McKenzie said new fire trucks would be acquired over the next few months.
We are doing as much as we can to improve the service of the Jamaica Fire Brigade. We have been spending a substantial amount of money to upgrade many fire stations across the island. And before the end of this year, at least three brand new trucks will come on stream to help to strengthen the fleet of trucks for the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
In the meantime, other major renovation projects will be undertaken as part of Local Government Month being observed November under the theme Local Governance, the pathway to securing better communities. The Ministry of Technology has opened two new community access points CAP sites in St. Elizabeth, one each at the Mayfield All Age and Top Hill Primary Schools in the parish. Portfolio Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says facilities such as these are necessary to building out the knowledge-based society that will support Jamaica's ability to be competitive. He explains that inability to access the internet can contribute to extreme poverty as it limits exposure to potential resources, including employment opportunities. Both CAP centres are financed by the Universal Service Fund. It will be equipped with a solar PV system to reduce or eliminate electricity costs. Meanwhile, over 250 community access points across the island are to be retrofitted with solar PV systems. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Sarah Ruel Reid says a series of town hall meetings will be held to sensitize the public about the primary exit profile, PEP. He says the first meeting is planned for Monday, November 13. The primary exit profile is being introduced as a replacement for the existing Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, which facilitates matriculation from primary to the secondary level. PEP will consist of three key components, a performance task, an abilities test, and a curriculum-based test. Students in grades 4 and 5 will do the performance task, while grade 6 students will do the abilities test and curriculum-based test.
The suggested weighting is that the abilities test will represent 30% of the final scores that make up the profile. And the CBT, curriculum-based test, and the performance test will together make up 70% of the profile grades.
Education Minister Sarah Ruel Reid. The first phase of implementation will start in 2019 with current grade 5 students who will sit the grade 6 component of PEP. And the National Health Fund, NHF, has started an initiative to address the reliability of pharmacy services in primary healthcare facilities. This comes as the NHF has taken over the mandate of public sector pharmacies. Head of the NHF, Everton Anderson, says the aim of the agency is to deliver safe and effective care while reducing wait times.
So we have started this initiative at several health centers, and more recently we have gone into Seaview Gardens where we met with the community and we basically made arrangements in dialogue with the client as to how they will be served. And this has really led people staying at their health center, receiving their medication at their point of care and really experiencing a better pharmacy service.
Mr. Anderson, who was speaking in a recent interview with the JIS News, says the initiative will next be implemented in other areas of Manchester and St. Catherine, with the aim of being rolled out across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.